This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
You're really feeling it, eh? Feeling the music.
Digging that saga.
That's great. Saga on the loose, 96.3 Cruise FM, Variety That Rocks. It's mornings with Stacey and Zanga. And what did we wake up to here this morning?
I think I can speak for all of us. Okay. F this.
Oh, yes.
Honestly.
All capital letters.
Honestly.
Good exclamation mark at the end of that word, too. Holy crap.
It is temporary. I get that. But I just feel like Mother Nature has repeatedly punched us right in the neck.
Yeah.
This last couple months.
It's funny because when I saw the snow come down, I was like, I actually don't mind. It looks pretty. It looks nice out there.
Yeah.
And then I got in the road. I was like, you can go away for a while and I'll see you, back in October.
Because you know what else is not helping it is the wind.
Oh, God.
If it was just falling straight down, whatever. But the wind is making it worse.
Yeah, really killing it out there. hold on. We got a call coming in here. One second. Hey, Ed. What's going on with the roads out there?
Hey, I'm on a Highway 12 just about to Martinsville here. Drifted. It is wet. It is slushy. It is icy. It's
all of it.
About everything. Yeah, it's just about everything that you don't want when you're driving.
Hey, Ed, we appreciate you calling in and letting us know that. And you be safe on the roads, okay?
Absolutely. I'm going to work. I'm washing my truck. I'm going home.
There you go. Just a quick minute here to give a shout out to Rob. Yesterday asked us when the free food and fuel cue to text would be airing. And I was like, you know what, Rob, it's going to cost you. And I was joking. And he's like, okay, I'll bring you some Girl Guide cookies. I was like, no, don't worry about it. And I let him know when it was going to air. And wouldn't you know it, we showed up this morning. What's in the studio?
Girl Guide cookies.
Girl Guide cookies.
Yeah, Rob, we really appreciate
that. And it's not the mint ones. It's the OG, the chocolate vanilla.
Those are the best ones.
They are. It's,
and so this is a big question coming from this. Girl Guide cookies, it started now? Like, are they out there shopping this?
Yeah.
Listen, Girl Guide cookies, come by the station, okay? We'll buy some more cookies. I love me some Girl Guide cookies. It's the only time of the year that you can buy something that's technically not the greatest for you and not feel guilty about eating it.
Absolutely. I'm supporting the girls.
I'm helping the next generation of women. Leave me alone. Calories don't exist. Recently, the WNBA draft happened, and Caitlin Clark, who has been a legend, a GOAT at her university, was taken first overall to the I think it's the Indiana. What is it called? The Indiana Fierce. I'm not going to lie. I don't watch WNBA.
So that's okay.
What it is. But there's a lot of chatter happening online. People are being very vocal about her salary that she's making over the four
years. I saw this comparison.
Yeah. So her salary over 4 years is $338,000 American. And then they compared it to a 4-year salary of Victor Wembanyama. I pronounced his name wrong. His rookie contract, $55.1 million. You're shaking your head.
It's insane.
Why are you shaking your head? Why is it insane?
They're both absolute top athletes that have been chosen first overall in their department. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean. They are both top level athletes achieving amazing things, and that discrepancy is insane. Based on what?
Based on the level of revenue that they bring in, and that's a lot of things that people are missing. Do you know how much money the WNBA brought in last year in revenue?
I don't.
$200 million. Ask me how much the NBA brought in last year.
Gross. $500 million?
$10 billion. So it's kind of hard to pay your players $55 million over the course of 4 years when you're only bringing in $200 million a year.
At the same time, I feel like it could be a bit more than, what did you say, 250 grand?
What, her salary?
Her salary, yeah.
It's over the course of 4 years, it's $338,000.
Okay, that's garbage. It could be $2 million.
The top players in WNBA don't make $2 million a year. They make about $240,000 a year. The top players.
And I do understand, I get the fact that the NBA brings in so much money.
And let's not forget, the NBA subsidizes the WNBA as well, too.
Well, subsidize them some more. They clearly have a lot of cash.
Here's the thing, though, and I want to remind anyone who sees this and says all the others, this is not good. If you have a problem with the way her salary is, start watching the games.
Yeah.
Start paying for tickets and going to the games.
That is true.
That's the only way it's going to change. If that revenue goes up, it means that the league has more money to offer their players. But when you're making $200 million a year and the other league's making $10 billion a year, one's going to get paid less.
Yeah.
Are you embarrassed by your taste in music?
No.
At all?
No.
So if you were having a party and, you know, let's say a couple strangers came by or whatever, wouldn't come by for you, but
okay.
We all know you're not comfortable with strangers. But let's say they came by your house and you're like playing like some of your favorite tunes and stuff. Do you think they'd be like, wow, what is wrong with this person?
I hope they wouldn't say that because that's rude. I would never go to your place, listen to your music and be like, what is wrong with this guy? Everyone's music taste is very different.
Interesting.
I featured heavily on my Spotify right now, The Carpenters.
Mm.
You don't even know who they are.
I have no idea who they are.
They're a brother-sister duo out of the 70s, early 80s. Amazing.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah.
See, I'm embarrassed on my music taste. But it's only when I'm around my black friends. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and sometimes around my white friends as well, too, because I love country music.
You like, do?
With a passion. But most of my black friends, they don't respect that. Hey, yo, I remember picking my homie one time, and he got in the car. He's like, bro, what is this? I was like, it's some country music. It's really good. He's like, yeah, turn this crap off. I was like, oh, no.
But see, that's how I would think of you. I also don't care for country, so maybe I would judge you.
But and there you go again. I'm embarrassed by my music taste. And I keep it to myself. Sunday mornings, I'm listening to the Word of Gospel, and then I throw on some country music, and I'm just vibing out for the rest of the day, man.
I think it's fair to say that the work ethic in the last, 5 to 10 years, when it comes to like after hours, people are checking emails. They're texting back and forth with work still, because we have that ability. And some people always want to stay on top of things. They don't want to, get behind.
Yeah.
So they're working after hours on their phone. With this new budget that was released yesterday, the government wants to protect people. Ottawa wants to introduce the right to disconnect.
Interesting.
And it says to protect federally regulated workers from after hours pinging and notifications. Why just federal? Like, why not everybody?
Well, for starters, that would affect us.
I guess we are federally regulated.
We are, because our industry is federally regulated. It's not provincially regulated, so that would affect us. So
okay.
any industry or business that is regulated by the federal government would have this
in place.
Mm-hmm. Funny enough that they're doing this, Ontario did this years ago.
Oh.
Well, ish. They put the bill into motion in 2021, and last year it actually became like a law thing.
Right.
Any employers that employ 25 or more employees, that law affects them. You can't message and...
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a good thing. Like, why not? Because there's a lot of people out there who they want to... I guess excel or show that they're working really hard and they're go-getters, and it sacrifices, it comes at the cost of their mental health or their family life or whatever.
Yep.
So having people give the power back to them to be like, yo, this is the time for you to focus on your life and the things that you want to do.
So that means I can ignore all the texts that you send me when this comes to place? All right.
Yesterday, we were chatting about Tim Hortons' brand new lid that they are testing out, and we scoured the country and found someone who is over in PEI who has been a part of this test. Her name is Chelsea.
Yeah.
How are these lids that you have tested out?
Honestly, they kind of suck.
Oh, what a shocker.
Why does this suck? Well, what happens to the lid when you use it?
Well, it's made of like a cardboardy type paper that just kind of disintegrates right away.
It is so, more like a paper. Okay.
Yeah. Like where you put your mouth gets wet and then it kind of gets soggy.
Is it as bad as like a paper straw?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow. And see, here I was thinking that it wasn't going to be... flimsy or anything like that. I thought it was just like a plant-based plastic.
I told you that this would happen.
I think if they made the lid out of the inside of the cup instead of this weird cardboard stuff, it'd still be environmentally friendly and feel more like plastic.
Did the people, the good folks over at Tim Hortons, did they give you guys any indication whether or not when this is going to roll out across the country?
No, it was just on our signs that they were introducing this new plant-based lid, and then rumor is there were so many complaints that they took them away.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah, that was good.
So Tim Hortons is the biggest hangout spot for all of our seniors here, and they would be drinking their coffee without the lids.
Oh, snap.
So a little dangerous for the seniors to be doing that, you know?
Risky.
Chelsea, thank you so much for giving us some of your valuable time, and have a fantastic day.
A few moments ago, Zanga showed me a picture he snapped over by where you live. You live Meadows area ish. That's a very large area, by the way.
What are you trying to do here?
Want his address? Let me know.
Wow.
I'm just trying to give an idea of the city because it is close.
You could have just said the Costco. I live over by the Costco,
which is by the Meadows Park. Nah, what's it called? Meadows Market? That area. Yeah, by the Costco.
Okay.
Anyway,
I saw mooses.
You saw two moose.
Mooses.
And we had this discussion, and you were legit wondering what the plural of moose was.
It has to be mooses because,
it's
like,
not.
Listen, you have cheeses, cars, bikes, bats, you know? And when you want to pluralize things, the main rule a lot of the time is you just add an S at the end of it.
That makes sense, but with moose, it's the only one. I forget what the actual English way they put it, but it's just the only example in the English language where that does not apply.
That
if you see a
sense.
Bunch of moose in a field, it's a herd of moose. It's not meese, mooses, nothing.
Or just mooses. It just makes sense. And it rolls off the tongue very easily.
But also, too,
not confusing.
Goose, moose, geese, meese. It just makes sense, but it also is the English language, so therefore it doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, you know what? 306-938-0963. Am I right in the situation? And don't be going like, oh, Google says, I don't want to hear from Google, right? If you're going to correct me, it better be from a dictionary. That's all I'm saying.
We were just discussing the fact that Zanga thought more than one moose was mooses.
It makes sense.
It does. Absolutely.
Right? S at the end, pluralize it.
Yeah.
So.
Because when you see a bunch of Canada goose, they're a bunch of geese, right?
Geeses.
It makes sense. We got some text, though, and a lot of people are in agreement with me. Trevor said, you don't say mouses. It's mice, goose, and geese. Mooses just sounds wrong. I got to take Stacy's side on this one. Wow. We also don't pluralize aircraft and say aircrafts. Or sheep isn't sheeps.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, no, sorry. We don't pluralize aircraft. And, I'm not understanding what's
written there.
There's
a bunch of aircrafts over there. Like, how else would you describe a bunch of aircrafts?
A bunch of aircraft.
Craft? Listen, this is getting out of control.
It is weird. But he also said bison is another example of that. And we also got a text from Kenny saying it applies to elk as well. You don't say elks.
Yeah.
You say a bunch of elk.
The Edmonton Elks.
That's sports is different.
Oh, so now we're making we're making adjustments for certain things.
Again.
Foolishness.
The English language is so messed up.
Blah, 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 mooses.
We've all had the situation before where technology fails you, right? Like, and I say technology, but there's a little bit of you behind it, whether maybe you're like replying all to an email that you shouldn't have, that sort of thing. I saw this story of a woman, and it was, I think it was a TikTok. She was sending an e-vite for her daughter's first birthday. And as she was doing this on her phone, it said import contacts. And she thought that meant that it would import her contacts into this system and she could pick and choose who she wanted to have receive the Evite.
Right.
But no, what it did is that first birthday invitation went out to all 487 of her phone contacts.
Oh, wow.
Her boss got the invitation. The neighbor down the street got the invitation. If that isn't bad enough, what it did is when it sent it to that person how they were labeled in her phone.
Oh, no.
So she said, Derek Eyroll got the invitation. Jess hit her car in the parking lot, got the invitation. You know what I mean? Like, it's a double whammy. Like, oh my God, 487 people got this invitation. But then the way that you have people labeled in your phone. And yeah. I was looking at this before because I was like, well, who do I have in my phone? And I have one that says, don't answer, stalker.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't have a stalker. I don't know where that would have come from. I also have one with an eye roll as well.
Is that me?
It's not you. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
It's somebody named Jennifer. But anyway, just a note. Maybe make a note of how you label people in your phone because it might be entertaining for you, but if they ever catch wind. We were talking Tim Hortons earlier because they've been testing out this plant-based plastic lid in Prince Edward Island. We chatted to Candace. She said it was crap. They're testing something. Well, they have been testing something else. So this has been going on for 2 years. I didn't hear anything about it, but guess what? Tim Hortons is adding pizza to their menu.
Why?
Why not? They've dabbled in everything. Remember when they were just donuts and coffee?
You remember when people, when these restaurants and these businesses used to just do
what
one
they were
thing
good at.
And that one thing only?
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, I got no qualms, ill will for Tim Hortons. I like Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
But there's like 300 different items on the menu now.
Well, and the thing is, they come and they go. Like, they had a crispy chicken sandwich at one point. A lot of people really miss the grilled cheese sandwiches, the... I forget, there was like a San Marino tomato. I don't even know. There's just a bunch of items that have come and gone. They've tried them out, whatever. Now they want to get in on the pizza market because they've noticed, I think when it comes to like Restaurants Canada, pizza along with like calzones was the sixth most ordered item in restaurants across Canada. So Tim's is like, well, let's get in on it.
Again, here's the thing. When it comes to that, like I appreciate them being bold with some of the things, choices that they're making. But the mm-hmm. problem is, you are not going to put in the same amount of love and passion into the pizza that actual pizza joints do. So why are you going to make pizza? Like, if we're being honest, it's going to be subpar.
And that's the thing, though, is you have to expect that going into it. You can't be like, this isn't as good as the local Italian restaurant down the street. Of course not. You're getting drive-through pizza. I wanted to reference back to McDonald's pizza. Rest in peace. It was beautiful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.